We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith here. Jeff Brown joins us on the phone, our good friend, a friend to all, talking Penn State basketball.
And we are!
Yeah, going to the NIT. Yep. Penn State in the NIT. I think, we mentioned it last week, and my thought was this was inevitable. You thought it wasn't as inevitable as I did, but here they are, their number four seed. They will open up against Temple Wednesday night, 8 p.m. at Bryce Jordan Center. You thought there was some hope there.
I did right until the time that I saw both Lunardi and Camp saying, no, there's no way. And then I thought, well, okay, if these guys are saying no way, I guess there's no way. But what I also said was, if they do not make it, they are going to be laser-focused on winning the whole doggone thing with the NIT, and I do firmly believe that.
And I think that's one of the big variables in this tournament is that who comes in with their hopes crushed and not really viewing this as a prime event, and who comes in really with their sights set on making a run and making a statement. And I think you've said along, I've asked you this in the past, is that if Penn State was in the NIT, would they be super motivated to deliver that statement? You obviously believe they are.
Oh, I absolutely believe they are. I mean, you look at, and I understand why Oklahoma got in, and I understand you can spell it T-R-A-E. That's the only reason they got in. I get it. But by the same token, I would like to see Penn State and Oklahoma play because I think Penn State would come out on top.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of teams. And Pat Chambers, bless his heart, I think he was beating the drum for the NCAA tournament because I wonder how much he really believed they had a shot and how much he was just kind of fulfilling his obligation as a coach to just keep bringing it up. And I think that either way is fine, but I think that there was a glimmer of hope. I think that he does have a point that there wouldn't be a lot of teams who would want to see them in the NCAA tournament. There is NCAA tournament caliber talent on the roster. I agree with all that. But I do tend to believe that, as he was mentioning it again and again, it was just to keep Penn State's name fresh with decision makers more than anything.
It could have been, but it's true. The way this team plays defense now, offense is another thing. You know, we have seen nights where the offense didn't show up, or, you know, just one person scored and nobody else did. But the defense has been pretty much consistent throughout the season. And, yeah, I don't think Oklahoma or any of maybe the bottom, what, 8-10 teams, they got in at the bottom of the list. I don't think any of them would breeze past Penn State. It would be quite a game, and I think Penn State would come out on top of most of them.
I'm trying to figure out and get an explanation for how the seeding works here, and I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere out there Tim Miles from Nebraska is wondering too, that Penn State's a 4, Temple's a 5 in this tournament. Nebraska is also a 5, and I'm looking at their resumes. I'm thinking, I don't know how they're in the same ballpark as each other.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I guess it's up to greater minds than ours. But
good luck finding one. Good luck finding one, Jeff.
But I just think it's at this time of year. I have never been one for seeding. And that, and I understand you try to get the lesser team against the best team and things like that. But you know what? Just tip the ball off and let's play and let's see who wins at the end.
Well, I think that anybody, you have to. So if you're going to do seeding, you want to try to do it right. I don't think anybody with a degree in bracketology put together this NIT bracket. I really don't. And no offense to, let's say, Notre Dame, the one seed. That's who Penn State would play if they both hold true to their seeding, mm-hmm. which I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know how they're a 1 and Penn State's a 4, for example. I think maybe playing, I don't know. I would just have to, because I don't see a lot of high-profile victories for that Notre Dame team either. So I just think they threw a bunch of stuff against the wall and just think that nobody cares enough about the NIT to really investigate it.
The only surprise that came out of last night for me was that Penn State was seeded 4. I thought they'd be a 1 or 2.
I don't know how they weren't. you know, Notre Dame at 20-14, a fine season, I guess. Penn State, mm-hmm. I think, had more quad one wins, or however they explain that.
Exactly.
Even if they all came against the same team and a better record overall, I don't know. But either way, if they're a number one seed and Notre Dame is more like a number four, they're going to see each other anyway.
Right, and you've got to beat the best teams anyway, barring upsets. But yeah, you got to win anyway, sometimes, somewhere. So, seedings be damned. Let's just let Penn State beat up on Temple, and then just keep moving on from there. And if they're meant to win, if they're good enough to win, they're going to win the whole thing, no matter who they play.
So I think this came up, and I don't know if it was an issue for the committee or not, but the whole Ohio State representing all of Penn State's quad one wins, if that was raised, do you believe, you know, whether the four seed in the NIT factors into this or not, but do you believe that Penn State maybe gets in if they beat Purdue in the Big Ten semis, or maybe if they had beaten, say, Michigan State, or if they beaten Michigan and or Nebraska down the stretch? Do you think that it really came down to maybe just needing another win against a quality team?
No, I absolutely believe it. Now, it's, you know, on one side of the ledger, you can say, hey, look, we beat, a quad one team, and we beat them three times, and we had three quad one wins. But it is the same team, and if you match up better against that particular team, you know, then you're going to beat them. So while it looks impressive, I can see where somebody would say, yeah, but it was the same team, and they match up well against this team, and they play well against this particular team. Had they gotten a Michigan State, had they gotten a Purdue, something like that, you know, and you go back again, and we this is a broken record, but you beat Rider, you beat Minnesota, you beat Wisconsin, you have a better preseason schedule, and all of a sudden, maybe we're not talking about this, we're talking about where they were seated in the NCAAs, but it didn't happen. I think to answer your question, they needed to win against some other team other than Ohio State. Although you got to admit, it's pretty sweet to beat Ohio State three times in a season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say that. Would you trade it though for the NCAA tournament? I think
would. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you want the. I know that's what the guys are aiming for. You look at all the work they did in the off season. That's what they're shooting for. The NIT is nice, but. Man, let's face it, they're going for the NCAAs. Nobody starts out the season 1. We're now, our goal is the NIT this year. Nobody does that.
We want to be a one seed in the NIT. Got to be a one seed.
I'm sorry, what?
We want to be a one seed in the NIT. I think a lot of teams put that at the top of their goal list.
So, but you know, I think the NIT and especially an NIT championship would be a great consolation prize for these guys this year.
All things considered, I think to win 21 games and be here is, it's about what people could have reasonably expected. But at different points along the line, there was definitely hope for more. And I'm not sure how this season will be remembered. I think the three Ohio State wins will be near the top there, if you're going to remember it selectively. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are looking at Penn State basketball in the NIT. And Jeff, the Mike Watkins situation, it looks like probably no Mike Watkins at all the NIT. Are they going to have their legs under them for a series of games in a row if they're missing him? That front court, does it have potential to be, you know, the thing that brings them down?
Well, first off, hats off to Pat Chambers or his staff or whoever it was that came up with the small ball. Because when Mike went down, my immediate thought was, okay, Julian Moore has to step up. Satchel Pierce has to step up. And they have to an extent, especially Julian. Julian's played some good basketball down the stretch. But, you know, whoever said, you know what, let's go small. You know, and I keep thinking, every time I think of their defense now, I think of Lamar Stevens coming out of nowhere, soaring through the air to block shots, and Josh Reeves and coming out of nowhere, and Shep Garner knocking that ball loose, so that the Lions can beat Ohio State in the tournament. I think it was a genius move. Would we want to have Mike Watkins there? Absolutely. But I think it was a great idea to say, you know what, let's give this a try. Now, is it going to kill their legs? I don't know. I would think at this point in the season, they may be a little tired, but they've had some time off. and I'm sure they've been taken care of. But yeah, I'm just impressed that somebody said, you know, instead of just going exclusively with backup big guys, let's try something else.
Well, I think it's if you want to get your best athletes on the floor, if you want to give the team yourself the team that gives you the best shot at winning, size, height, whatever, be damned. I mean, I think that's that. I don't know if there was much of another choice if that's what the goal was.
Right, right. And instead of going to an, and I hate to pick on Julian Moore because, you know, A, he's a great kid, but B, you know, like I said, he did come on pretty well in the last half of the season. But instead of just saying, okay, we got to get a backup center, all right, Julian, you're in. You know, they did say, okay, let's take another look at this. Let's look at it from another angle. You know what? I'll bet with small ball, we might have a chance at this stuff, and they didn't.
Yeah, at least you create some mismatches that way. Question about, so Temple 17 of 15, coming in as a 4 seed, 5 seed in the NIT. They're coming to Bryce Jordan Center. Will the fans be there? Will they show up? Will they want to? Will there be energy for this?
Boy, that's a great question. Because you're talking Penn State basketball fans, and sometimes they can be fickle. But what I'm hoping for, let's put it this way, is they were on that roll. You know, 4 out of the 5, you know, last games, excluding the one with the bad winter weather, they were over 10,000 fans. People were really catching on. They were really having fun with this team. And so I'm hoping that they're saying, hey, look at this. We've got at least one more chance to come out and watch these guys because they were so much fun to watch this year. So I'm hoping that's the way it is, but man, with Penn State fans, you can never, ever tell, especially the students. I know the Legion of Blue will be there, absolutely. But will all the other students come out like they did the last 4 or 5 games? We won't know until tip-off at 8 o'clock Wednesday.
You just hope there's not a Legion of Blue seats there, the rest of the arena. So Temple, I don't think they're the team that beats Penn State. I think any all bets are off, but it just looks like just they're not a huge team inside. They're shooting 42.5% from the floor. They're not an efficient scoring team, and that seems like just the kind of team that Penn State's swarming defense can really have an impact against, and especially if they're not set up to take advantage of what is inarguably Penn State's biggest hole inside. That small ball lineup has a chance to really do some damage against this team. Quentin Rose, 6'8", a guard. He will be an interesting player to watch, averaging 15 a game. But in the end, I think Penn State moves on. They get Notre Dame in the second round of the NIT. That's Jeff Brown talking Penn State hoops with us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And that's it for us for this edition. You can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.